upgraded to the Net Hire package on us. This is a limited time offer. Go TV. Love it.
Struggling with your Starlink connection? Don't stress. Thor International, Zambia's leading Starlink reseller, is here to help. From quick fixes to full support, we make it easy to get you back online, fast and hassle-free. Get a standard kit or business kit for super-fast connectivity. And if you're having difficulty subscribing, simply reach out to your nearest Starlink reseller. Contact the experts today on 0972-990-009 or email info@thorinl.com. Visit us at shop number 32, Builders Depot Complex, Leopards Hill Road, Lusaka, Thor International. Your connection, our priority.
Lipilani, and get more than what you pay for. Pay for your current package and get Bevla. Yes, more value, more entertainment, and more smiles for your family to enjoy with GoTV. Pay for your GoTV Plus, then Tizamstan upgrade to GoTV Max. Pay for GoTV Max, you get GoTV Super. Pay for Super, and you get Super Plus at no extra cost. Pulling the chani, enjoy more channels, more sports, makatuni yabana, nama drama. Pay for your current package and get upgraded to the Net Hire package on us. This is a limited time offer. Go TV, love it.
We play nothing. But power hit.
A banana, I be your sweet Mr. Banana.
91.3 FM. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
A Livingstone man has died after being trampled by an elephant. Economics Association of Zambia says policy consistency is key to Zambia's economic resilience. In international news, another appalling attack on a hospital in Sudan has seen more than 40 people killed. And in sports, Angola's Petro de Luanda has hired ex-Barcelona coach.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. A young man has died after being trampled on by an elephant in a bush near Zambia Railways compound in Livingstone's Linda Township. The victim, believed to be in his early 30s, was attacked around 04:40 hours today. Southern Province Commanding Officer Oxencio Daka said the officers rushed to the scene where they found the body lying in a bush with visible injuries. Mr. Daka added that the body was discovered by Mr. Moody Mulea, 42, a resident of the area, who reported the matter to Linda Police Station at about 05:16 hours. He stated that the deceased had sustained a compound fracture on the right arm and was bleeding from the mouth. His chest appeared swollen and several abrasions were noted on various parts of the body. Mr. Daka added that officers also observed fresh elephant footprints and dung at the scene, along with broken twigs, confirming signs of a recent animal presence. No foul play was suspected and the body has since been taken to Batoka Hospital mortuary, awaiting identification, post-mortem and burial. The Community Action Against Corruption, CAC, has condemned the weak response from the public and stakeholders to a recent Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, operation at the home of Ndola Mayor Jones Kaliati. CAC Executive Director Brighton Tembo stated that it shows a clear decline in public support to the ACC's fight against corruption. Mr. Tembo said the public's reaction is different from the period immediately after the August 2021 elections, when similar operations were welcomed and widely supported. Mr. Tembo stated that this shift has occurred because the ACC has been handling cases in an unprofessional and unfair manner, which he believes has damaged the Commission's image and made its work less effective. He added that the ACC has brought this problem upon itself through its inconsistent and selective approach, leading to a loss of public trust, adding that without public confidence, it becomes difficult for the Commission to carry out its mandate successfully. Mr. Tembo emphasized that the ACC now faces two major challenges: continuing the fight against corruption while also working to restore its damaged reputation.
The lukewarm reaction of Zambians towards the conduct of the Anti-Corruption Commission is visible everywhere, as it was witnessed when the Anti-Corruption Commission went to conduct the operation at the house of Ndola Mayor to search for whatever they wanted to do. But the public, instead of approving that, they show lukewarm response to that and some degree of disapproval. This is because the Anti-Corruption Commission now is known to be an institution which is very selective, an institution which is conducting itself not in a professional manner, but a very selective manner in terms of corruption fight. So people are comparing, you rush to Ndola Mayor, but you failed to act on all the corruption allegations, the Financial Intelligence Center report, and everything. When the Anti-Corruption Commission continues like this, then public disapproval will always be order of the day.
The Economics Association of Zambia, EAZ, has emphasized that policy consistency remains crucial to maintaining investor confidence and economic resilience. EAZ President Dr. Oswald Mungule highlighted that steady and coherent policies are driving Zambia's favorable macroeconomic environment. He added that strong tax inflows have boosted the government's fiscal position, improving liquidity and supporting the implementation of national development programs. Mr. Mungule further said the weakening of the US dollar has eased pressure on the exchange rate, allowing the Zambian kwacha to appreciate steadily. The Bank of Zambia continues to maintain a monetary policy regime that effectively manages inflation while preserving monetary stability. By mid-June 2025, an increased supply of U.S. dollars fueled by simultaneous quarterly and annual tax deadlines, along with stronger mining production and metal exports, has further strengthened the kwacha. Dr. Mungule reiterated that maintaining policy consistency will be essential to safeguard Zambia's economic progress amid external uncertainties. In more news, the opposition leadership movement has called for the postponement of any constitutional amendments until after the 2026 elections, warning that current proposals under Bill 7 are politically motivated attempts by the ruling UPND, United Party for National Development, to cement their power. Party President Richard Silumbe expressed concerns that Bill 7 would enable the president to appoint an unlimited number of MPs, effectively allowing the ruling party to manipulate the constitution and maintain control even if they lose the next elections. Speaking when he featured on Power FM's Voice of the People this morning, Dr. Silumbe dismissed claims that Bill 7 promotes women and youth participation as mere cover-ups, pointing out that the ruling party has failed to demonstrate goodwill by appointing women or young people to electoral positions. Dr. Silumbe argued that constitutional reforms should only be undertaken when a government is free from political pressure.
That Bill 7 is full of bad things. These people, they argue to say, oh, we have some good things in Bill 7. Yes, they can be good things, but if there is one bad thing, we are calling it off. We do not want that. We want them to enact laws that are free from politics. The only time a government can change the constitution is when they have just won, because then they are not scared of anything. There are no ill intentions. Delimitation was there in Bill 10. A number of things were there. The same thing that the opposition UPND then said they don't want them, because they are going to give an advantage to the ruling party. So why are they now pushing them 4 years down the line when they have seen that they have failed to deliver anything? Now they want to reinforce themselves through Bill 7.
In international news, another appalling attack on a hospital in Sudan has seen more than 40 people killed, many of them children and medics, the head of the World Health Organization has said. Al-Madlad Hospital was struck on Saturday and is located in West Kordofan State, close to one of the front lines where Sudan's warring parties are fighting in the conflict that is now in its third year. The Rapid Support Forces, RSF, blames its opponents, the Sudanese army, for attacking the hospital, as do two prominent civil society groups, but the army itself has yet to comment on the allegations. Still in international news, authorities in the Central African Republic have issued a statement saying President Faustin Archange Touadéra